Why is the veteran important? 1%. Not even 1% of our country joins the military. Only 5% have an immediate family connection to someone who fought in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Why, then, is the veteran important? Why do we want to recognize and remember this small fraction of our society? Why should we bother ourselves with the mental or physical problems that more than 50% of those who served in the military develop after their deployment period ends? Why should we care about these people when approximately 55% of this population feels disconnected from civilian American life upon their return from service? Surely, these American citizens live a life that is completely orthogonal to our comfortable way of life. How can they be important to us? What can we learn from them? Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "We are not makers of history. We are made by history. We need to remember and honor our veterans because they define us. We exist because of our veterans. These are the brave men and women who have served our country by sacrificing social and family events like weddings, graduations, birthdays, Thanksgiving, or even Christmas, events that we take for granted. Some of them have even made the ultimate sacrifice by offering their life in the service of our great nation. Veterans are the intrepid men and women who stepped up in the moment of need. They voluntarily chose to live an uncommon life in the service of their country. They performed extraordinary acts of valor to keep us and our nation safe. They have shown remarkable courage, risking their lives to save their fellow soldiers without thinking twice about the dangers of doing so. It is because of veterans that our families can sit together and enjoy their dinner peacefully. Fathers can feel proud when they see their sons hit a home run. Mothers can have tears of joy when their daughters graduate with high honors. Children get to hug their parents every day. And friends can enjoy time with each other at social gatherings. In fact, veterans hold together the very fabric of life in our nation. When the nation needed help, veterans answered the call of duty to fight for our nation, but in return, they received hunger, unemployment, homelessness, poor health, pain, and suffering. In spite of this, more than 90% of veterans said that given a second chance, they would still join the military. Veterans have not only helped protect our way of life, but they have also made significant contributions in community service, education, and government. They are not just warriors on foreign soil during deployments, but are heroes at home and in their local communities. In today's world, where grand ideas are conceived for political or business mileage and marketed through social media, but are almost rarely followed by concrete actions, it is important for us to look up to our veterans and learn from their courageous experiences, brave acts, and inspiring stories to remember who we truly are and why we came together as a nation. Our veterans are the reason our nation is known as the land of the free and the home of the brave. They are the brave that allow us to live freely. 1%. It is true that only 1% join the military, but for the rest of us, the 99%, we have a duty and responsibility to get to know them, what they have done for us, and what they are continuing to do for us. Let's try and truly connect with our veterans, engage them in all the activities the rest of us participate in. Let's make sure they feel connected and at home when they return from active service. When we meet veterans, a thank you for your service is a good start, but let's not end the interaction there. Let's get into a dialogue with them to learn more about their encounters, their stories, and their sacrifices. Who knows what we can learn from their experiences and how they might impact our lives in a positive way. Let's not forget what Abraham Lincoln said. Honor to the soldier and sailor everywhere who bravely bears his country's cause. Honor also to the citizen who cares for his brother in the field and serves as best he can that same cause. Let's celebrate their achievements and sacrifices not just on one day of the year, but on each and every day of the year. Let's make sure that the value of a veteran to our nation is so clearly understood and intertwined in our everyday life that nobody ever has to ask the question, why is the veteran important?